Yeah, it's playing.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
It's been, what, 2 months?
Yeah, around then.
You know, we like to spread out the podcast to make people really want it.
Why else,
like, you know, if we posted every day, nobody would want to listen to
it. It's like what you told me on Instagram.
What did I tell you?
You said, like, don't do, like 7 photos on, like, one day and do that every day. Because you want to, like you said, you have to space it out and not them get bored of it.
But you didn't listen to me when I first showed you Instagram.
Yeah, but I'm doing better now.
You are doing better now.
Yeah.
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 But, I mean, it's a sauced podcast. We're back. Mm-hmm. We're here, sitting here looking better than ever. A lot of stuff has happened. And now, what? We're going to get back into it, maybe get back on the grind, get our saucer count up. Maybe we can get a couple people to finally send us a voicemail because nobody has.
Nobody's done it.
Nobody.
Nobody.
And that's rude.
And we're giving them free merch.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Who would not want free merch?
I don't know, but they don't want to. I mean, like, our merch, like, it's not the coolest.
Yeah, but it has sauced on it.
It does have sauced on it. Which it's is free. Sick. Literally, somebody sends in a voice message, which will be linked in the description. Guess what? Boom, bam. I will get your address, and I will make a saucer any type that you want, and I'll ship it to you.
Exactly.
Look, that's my money. Mm-hmm. I don't make anything from this.
Exactly.
Well, we make a cent per, like, listener.
Yeah, but that's a cent.
But, like, that's 1 cent.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, this is out of my pocket just because I'm here for the audience. I'm here for
just for the audience. Just for y'all. Exactly. Just for y'all.
All right, you ready to get into it?
All right, let's do this.
All right, sweet. Cooper.
Yeah.
What is up, my man? You got to let our saucers know what's going on with Cooper.
All right. I graduated from elementary school.
You broke the school.
I broke the school.
You leveled up.
I leveled up.
Tell us about it.
All right. So last Wednesday, we had our little graduation. And, like, there was all this stuff and everybody there. It was a little, like, scary because of, like, the audience. There's, like, all these adults there and kids, too. And it was really scary. So we had to walk on stage, get our, like, certificates and achievements. And, you know, just they said the, like, you know, the PE awards and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Physical education.
Yeah. I got a PE award. I got an art award. And I got A's and B's, the whole thing in 1C. Out of
1C. Why did you get a C?
I have no idea.
What did you get a C in?
Science. I think it was in science.
I hate science,
too.
What are you excited about middle school?
Being more free. Yeah. And, like, lockers. I've always wanted to have a locker.
Kissing girls in, like, the hallways.
Yeah. So, this was, like, getting, you know, like, getting to know them, put it in the circle.
Oh, God. Back to the bubble.
Tomorrow, like, tomorrow, middle school, sixth grade is probably going to be flirting. And then 7th grade, you know, like possibly kissing. And then 8th grade is going to be girlfriend, boyfriend.
I'm going to keep all, like, this is like documenting your life over time. And then at one point, it's going to be high school. And I'm going to take all these pieces of all these podcasts. And you're going to be able to listen back to all of these.
Yeah.
You know, Cooper saved a video on his phone of him like whispering to the camera, like, hey, you're this old. He was sitting in the bathroom and he's like naked and he's got his phone. He's like, you're 6 years old. This is how big your muscles are. This is how big your pee-pee is. And he shows all this on the camera and he saved it in his phone basically to compare with himself, I guess, later on to see improvement. Do you want to explain yourself on that?
Well, yeah, I did show them my nuts. But that was, like, who doesn't want to see, like, how big your nuts are when you get older? Well, like, just to try to compare.
Exactly.
Like, what, like, your nuts now, what do you want to see them when you're 6 and say, like, I got huge?
Well, is it bad that it hasn't changed since 6?
Yes.
How?
Well, you want it big for the girl.
Why do you want it big? Who said that being bigger is better? Why? If it does the job.
It's common sense.
Why is it common sense? Tell me, why? Your child, what do you know?
Whoa.
Spill the beans.
Well, I just, like, hear a lot of people, like, just, you know.
What?
Like, nobody's actually said it.
Said what?
That, like, you need big nuts. But it's just common sense.
So,
like, you
in
want-
your head, do you need big nuts or a big pee-pee?
Well, I feel like if my nuts were big, my pee-pee would be big.
Not exactly.
Because you have to have a big pee-pee to hold the nuts.
Not exactly.
You don't?
No. And, like,
it'll
sure, like...
It'll expand anyway.
It'll expand. I don't think, like, you know how this works.
It's like a baby. It's a baby in a belly. It just
would you,
expands.
But would you prefer a bigger pee-pee or bigger nuts?
Bigger nuts.
Really? You're going to realize in the future that that's so stupid.
What?
Why would you want bigger nuts? What? You realize
I
nuts...
I want them to
you
sag
realize,
down.
You realize nuts have no play in, like...
Yeah.
In pleasure with you and a woman
really?
When you're older. What do you think they do?
I don't know.
Do you think they... What do you know about... Oh, wait. We already went over this in one of the podcasts, what you know about how things work.
Yeah. I already know. I went,
you did human growth and
oh,
development.
Oh, yeah. I did human growth and development.
See, that's why I can talk to you about
this. I could teach the class. I
could
teach
our sausage about how things work.
Yeah.
Let's not do that, though.
Let's not have three-year-olds listening to this.
Three-year-olds?
Three-year-olds.
There's no three-year-olds listening to this.
I don't know. Everybody has it on their phone.
Sauced?
Google. You can Google us.
You can Google us.
Mm-hmm.
We're right there. Because we're like popping.
Mm-hmm.
We're like the brother duo.
What's popping?
We run this show.
Yeah, we run it.
You know, it would be awesome. Have you ever heard of Caller Daddy?
I don't. Hopefully not.
Oh, that's another podcast. She's very like blunt about things. And I would love her to interview you. Because like I hold back on what I ask you because I feel like it'd be bad to go into certain topics with you, but like also I don't care, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah I don't care either.
Interesting.
It's just hard to answer some of the things you ask.
Yeah, I get that. But in middle school, you think you're gonna get your first kiss in middle school or high school?
No, middle school.
Why are you so confident?
Because I got a big penis, first of all.
Okay.
And second of all, I'm handsome as frick.
As frick? Interesting. Yeah?
Yeah. That's it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And I have
abs. So you think that since you've already talked about human growth and development, that you're like a hot shot and you can talk about your pee-pee now?
I've always talked about my pee-pee.
That's very true. You have.
Yeah.
Who taught you that?
You.
Oh. Oops. There's nothing wrong with you knowing stuff early on. If anything, that's good. Because
mm-hmm.
then we don't have to, like, do the whole talk thing. You just know what's
yeah.
right.
Do parents just give you a talk about it? Like, take you to, like, a different room and give you a talk about it?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, how does that work?
That's, like, usually in the movies. Like, they're like, hey, I think it's about time that we talk about this.
You're adopted.
Oh. Well, not that.
Thanks.
Well, that too. But I guess since we're on the topic, Cooper, you're adopted.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I had the talk.
Oh. You're not.
I know.
Oh, okay. I had to let the viewers know.
Okay.
Because they might think so. They'd be like, they told him live.
Oh. Okay.
So you only think that you're going to get your first kiss?
Yeah. I'll get that by 7th grade.
Do you think you'll get it in 6th grade?
Yeah.
With who?
Well,
don't say who, but, like, with who?
Well, there's going to be different girls from different schools.
Where's Taylor?
Interesting, huh?
Where's Taylor?
Say hi to the podcast.
Up your butt and around the corner.
That was my brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
My brother.
Well, I'm happy for you. I'm very excited for you to start your middle school experience.
I probably won't be telling mom and dad till, like, I'm, like, your age.
About what?
Like, kissing.
Why?
It's in sixth grade. I don't think they'll like me kissing in sixth grade.
I don't think they'll care.
Really?
Yes. Why would they care?
I don't know.
You come home to me at least and tell me.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
And I'll tell mom and dad.
No.
Why?
Well, I don't, like, I would be scared.
What are they going to do? Middle school is, sixth grade
when
is still.
When did you get your first kiss?
Eighth grade.
That's sad.
Why is that sad?
It's in eighth
I
grade.
I wasn't ready. And by ready, I don't know if other people said this whenever they were in school, but we used a term called square. Do kids use square? Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever heard somebody say, you're square?
No, what's
well,
that mean?
Square means that you're scared to, like, do anything, like, relationship-wise. So, like, mm-hmm. you'll only hold hands and hug, but, like, you won't kiss
oh.
or anything. So, you're square. I don't know how that has any correlation at
all.
I
won't be square.
Yeah, be like a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
I don't know how that has any correlation to, like, not kissing or anything.
Do you,
but you do you, and whenever you're comfortable with kissing a girl, that's when you kiss the girl. What's up? Hey, Tammy, say hi to the podcast. Okay, well, Tammy's in the room. And by room, I mean we're outside on the porch.
Hey, Tammy. Damn.
We're talking about Cooper's
first
kiss.
Have you ever heard of Oreo? Cooper has not
kissed. No, he hasn't. He said that he's going to have his first kiss by, like, 6th or 7th grade.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Well, that's not...
Mine was 8th grade.
High five.
High five.
You got a guy in 8th grade?
We kissed each other.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Kidding.
Yeah, she licked him.
What? What were you about to say?
Have you ever heard of Oreo?
In what aspect?
Relationship-wise.
Oreo? Like, can you explain?
Oreo is, like, it means, like, you tell somebody... Oreo, and you have, and you say,
oh my gosh,
it's hard to, I don't know why they call it Oreo, I forgot, we used to play it all the time in fourth grade, but,
can you explain it?
You ask some, like, you put somebody together, and they have to tell, like, their crush, I like you, and you can't say it's from, like, you can't say it's, like, a dare or something, or it's from Oreo. You have to say it to somebody.
How does Oreo have any correlation to that game?
I don't know. I was just asking you if you ever heard of it.
I've never heard of that.
Never?
That sounds like the dumbest game in my entire existence. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're talking about...
Do you really like Twizzlers? That's no, disgusting.
They're just fun to chew on.
You don't like
that.
Twizzlers?
No, Twizzlers are disgusting.
Twizzlers are amazing. They're Twizzly.
It's like they tried to make a good candy and it just has no flavor at all.
Yeah, but it's chewy.
What is that? Okay.
It's like beef jerky. It's just meat, but it's good.
You know, let's get right into it. When do you think that you're going to lose your virginity?
What's that?
Do you know what that means?
Yes.
What?
When do you think you're going to have sex?
Oh! Okay, that's a slap in the face to us. Yeah.
Let me exit the room.
When do you think?
Like age-wise or grade?
Grade. Actually, age-wise, because I guess some grades don't transfer over to other,
exactly.
like, countries.
Because
we have some listeners in, like, Germany and stuff.
10th.
Didn't he just say age?
I did just say age.
Oh, my bad.
When I'm 10. Have you? Don't lie to us. No, what age?
Probably, like, 15 or 16.
So, like, 10th grade. Okay. Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Then you'd be Ethan.
Are you... No, I lost mine in senior year.
Yeah. Were you... What, how old were you? 17 or 18?
18.
He just said 15 or 16.
That's not 18!
I see, said first!
As in, he would
beat. Oh! I get it. Okay. You would beat me.
I beat you.
You did beat me.
Wait, what?
She beat me. High five, tracker. That's for another time. Never. Anyways.
Thomas?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Good.
15 or 16 is when you think. Are you going to be one of those guys that just try to do it to say that you've done it, or are you going to wait until you have, like, a solid relationship where you do it? Honestly. What? That's our parrot, if you hear the parrot in the background.
It's not a parrot.
It is a parrot.
It is?
Yes. Oh. Right.
Yes.
That's a parrot.
I don't know.
Okay, we get
it. Like, it will be cool if, like...
They're just gonna hear that in the background.
It would be cool to say that you've done it, but it always, like... It's hard to have a solid relationship your first time, you know? Uh-huh. Like,
you just gain a good bond. And then that's when you've been together for a while, that's when you decide. But you need to make sure you watch out for the girls that have teeth in there. Because some girls have teeth and it can clamp down and, like, bite it.
Ugh. Okay, Tammy, stop nodding your head.
Yeah. Those girls with teeth.
Tammy, do you have teeth?
So you have to make sure and ask the girl, like, before you do it, like...
Everybody has teeth. What do you mean by that?
No, okay. So, like, so you know how, like, people have baby teeth?
Yeah.
In their mouth? So, like, girls down there, they have baby teeth, and then they fall out. Mm-hmm. So, like, you have to make sure all of the baby teeth have fallen out before y'all do stuff. That's why people usually wait until, like, 17 or 18 to, like, lose their virginity, because of the baby teeth. Because they have to fall out before you do it.
Mm-mm. Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do they have to fall out?
You want teeth to bite you when you go in?
Well, I feel like adult teeth do the same thing? They still could bite you.
No, there's no adult teeth that come. I'm talking about down there.
Yeah. There's like, no, when the girl... That's how it
works. He said he does, a human growth and development. Actually, I didn't know how it worked, even in 7th grade.
Well, that's because you are not the smartest.
Let me backtrack. So, like, I took human growth and development and stuff, and I guess it went completely over my head, because in 6th or 7th grade, I think I used to think that girls had a wiener, but no balls. Because they always said that girls have no balls, so I kind of took it as, like, okay, well, girls have the wiener then if they have no balls. And then... In 6th grade, from one of my friends in ag, I remember he was telling me about stuff and, like, saying how the wiener goes in the hole and everything. Yeah. So then I thought about my hole, and the hole on the wiener is very small. So, like, how would that fit? And I also thought that you had to leave it in overnight.
You know, sometimes you can just not share things with the world.
Why? That is something that, like, that's... I would have loved to hear this when I was younger, to just know. Because that's, I don't know.
It's sad how you didn't know.
I thought a wiener was normal.
Okay.
Tammy's just mad. Because it took her until freshman year to understand.
Yeah.
I did not.
But now you know early. You're welcome.
Okay, that's...
But remember.
True. That was y'all.
You need to ask if the baby teeth have fallen.
Okay. But I still don't get it. Like, what do the baby teeth do that the adult teeth don't?
There's no adult teeth. They fall out and that's it. There's baby teeth down there and then they fall out and then there's no more teeth at all.
No more teeth.
No more teeth. There's no adult teeth that come in like the mouth. It's just baby teeth, they fall out.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
And then it's soft. That's when you would normally do it because then it feels good. You understand? Did they not tell you about that in human growth and development?
No, they never...
Later on, go on your phone and look up baby teeth. Don't do that.
I thought there was only teeth in your mouth, nowhere else.
No. Ask Tammy.
Where's...
You are stressed.
Where's the other teeth?
There are no more teeth.
No, but where's the baby teeth?
What do you mean, where's baby teeth?
Like, rather than your mouth, where's the other baby teeth?
Where you would put your thing. You don't know how this works, dude.
When you put the thing, you put it in the butt, right?
Yeah, you're right. My bad. I was lying the whole time. Yeah.
No, where do you put it?
You put it in the... Yeah, because then the mom poops, and then that's the baby.
No, but haven't you seen, like, the horses or something?
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. You're right.
Seriously, what? Where do you put the baby? I need to know.
What did you learn in human growth and development?
I don't
like, see, this isn't bad that I'm saying this, because that's literally what they learned in human growth and development. I'm only telling him stuff that he should know by now. Okay, exactly. The vagina. Have you ever heard that word?
The vagina opens? Like, how do you stick to peeping the vagina?
How do you poop, Cooper? Your butt opens.
You can put it in the vagina.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. Wait, the vagina's teeth?
Yes! Baby teeth!
Are, like, they clean?
Huh?
Are they clean?
It self-cleans itself.
But they have teeth.
Yes, inside. Okay, have you ever... You know Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
You know the Kraken? You know... You know the big hole with all the teeth?
I don't.
That swallows the ships. The big thing that comes out of the water that's like a circle and it has all these teeth in it.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah.
Or like a centipede.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that.
It's weird.
But it falls.
But guys don't have that.
No, we don't have a vagina.
I never knew they had teeth.
Well, you obviously didn't learn about the vagina either in human growth and development. Mm-hmm. You've heard the word vagina.
Yeah.
Where'd you think that was?
No, I knew it was right here. But I thought you stick to pee-pee in the book.
What do you do with the vagina then?
Pee
out of it?
No, you just pee out, they pee out of their butt.
You were on a roll, buddy. They pee out of their vagina.
Yeah, but it comes out the butt.
No.
What?
Butt is completely different. Think about a guy... but with their pee-pee chopped off in a hole right where our pee-pee is. That's the girl.
Oh. So it still comes out the vagina.
Okay. I'm going to show you a diagram. I'm not going to show you a real picture.
Aw.
Literally looking up vagina diagram for my little brother right now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm happy to help.
I really thought it went through.
Okay. I am going to show Cooper the diagram now.
Oh my gosh, my friends are going to see this.
Look, they're not going to see it.
We'll hear this.
See the big hole? That's the vagina. See the small hole?
It looks like the butt.
See the small hole on the bottom?
Yeah.
That's the anus. That's the butt.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your whole life just changed. Yep. So tell me.
So they have a hole?
Yes. They have three holes in the vagina.
Three?
Wait, is it two in the vagina and then the... Okay, yeah. They have two holes in the vagina. That's not, I guess, really correct by saying
we
in the vagina.
We need to edit some of this out.
Why?
I don't know. Is mom going to hear this and just...
I'm just teaching you what you should literally already know.
No, I want to be teached. Trust me.
Taught?
Taught.
I want to be teached. Yeah. Two holes... in the vaginal area, and then one hole, the butt. One hole in the vaginal area is where the girls pee out of, and then the other hole is where insertion happens.
When does the teeth usually fall out? When do the
like
teeth...
Like 16 or 17, is that like right for you? Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not going in for 14.
Yeah, 14, 15, people are like crazy when they do that. That's why you should definitely wait.
Does it hurt when they like...
Oh, yeah.
Bite down?
That's why you should wait.
Okay, I'll wait.
Yeah. No point in rushing.
When did Devin do it first?
Devin?
Yeah.
Devin didn't do it until he was like 17,
18. Oh, I'll do it 17.
Okay. Wow, you are ready to get in there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
How long has it been?
10 years for you?
No, how
since
long
you've
has
been
it
in one?
That's true. That is true.
That is true.
I came out one.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to edit this out because it's nasty, but theoretically, like, I'm not going to say that.
Do not.
I won't even say it.
What?
Nothing.
You're going to edit out? I need to be taught.
No, it's just, I shouldn't even say it out loud, honestly. It's just so bad.
I know exactly.
Yeah, I know exactly what I'm going to say. Cause,
you're
yeah,
supposed to
yeah,
say
yeah, absolutely.
It.
And say it.
Yeah, basically.
Say it.
No, you won't even know what it means. You thought that sex was with the butt, which
it
can't
be. Sorry. It can be?
Pee out of the butt. Okay, on to other things. Unless. Is there anything else you want to know before we move on?
Yes.
Because this is a different chapter. This is a chapter in the book. And when you're going to ask all your questions right now, we're going to answer them. Then we're going to close the book and we're never going to talk about it again.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Let me think.
Sammy can help.
I have a variety.
Variety?
Oh, he's got a lot of questions.
So, what's the average length of a penis?
I think that's like 5.6.
Five inches? 0.6?
I think it's like 5-something inches. Why?
I was just wondering.
You're not there yet.
Yes, I am.
I'm above average.
Sure, whatever.
I am. I've measured it with a ruler multiple times. Continue. Wait, next question.
Do some guys, you get that thing, you know where you're, like, do they ever weigh their pee-pee?
Weigh it?
Yeah.
Yes, you put it on the scale.
Really?
You should weigh yours to tell me what yours is compared to mine.
Okay. You weigh yours?
Yeah. Tell mom you did that too.
Okay.
Yeah, you set it. Make sure nothing else is, touching the scale to, like, you know, so that nothing weighs it down. And you just plop it on the scale and you let it do its reading.
This is a weird question, but I think it's true. Wait, that's, you know what I mean. Okay, so when you get in water that's cold, does the sack around your nuts, like, temperaturize it to make it, like heat it up so it doesn't get too cold?
It does that so the sperm inside of it doesn't overheat or get too cold.
But don't you have multiple sperms?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you get, like, 500, like, every day? Well, guys do.
It's, like, millions.
Yeah. I have, like... You know.
You were one. You beat, like, millions of racers.
Well, isn't it, like, half of us was one? Like,
yes.
Because we were whole.
Yes, we're whole now. But, like, half of you beat millions of racers.
Racers?
Well, like, when... Without saying really... Okay, when... You learn this in human growth and development, so I'm only telling you stuff you should know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I act like I know it.
Whenever the guy,
yeah,
sperms into the woman,
yeah,
and the new vocab word that we learned, vagina,
millions
of sperm come out,
yeah,
and only one makes it, or multiple make it to the egg, only one,
yeah,
makes it in the egg,
yeah,
yeah.
Can it be more than one? Is it possible?
I think if the egg splits, that's a twin. It has nothing to do with the sperm, right? It's only one, I'm pretty sure.
What?
Huh? Two? Yeah. What about it?
You have two make it.
For what?
Two sperm can make it.
Then what happens?
And do what?
Well, why do you think you have twins that aren't identical?
I thought that was the...
Two
eggs,
two sperm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you have one sperm and two eggs, that's identical. Oh.
Two sperm to two eggs are not fraternal.
Okay, fraternal. Okay, so anybody, which y'all probably did not hear my father in the background at all, if one sperm makes it to the egg and the egg splits, that's identical twins because it's one sperm, which means it's going to take the same traits from that one sperm to both of those eggs.
Okay.
If two sperm make it to two different eggs, that's fraternal twins, which means that they're not identical, but they're born on the same day.
All right.
And that's how that happens.
Do in the movies, they, like, guys get frustrated when, like, the girl tells them, like, they have a baby.
The guy gets frustrated?
Yeah. Like, you know Adam Sandler in the second movie? It's not, like, not bad, like, frustrated. Just, like, kind of, like, funny frustrated because he's... Like, tries to do it without having getting kids. Because he already has one.
What's your question?
Like, do you, like, is it good to have a kid?
Yes.
If you're ready.
If you're ready, yeah.
Okay.
And by ready, it means, like, financially stable and...
Mentally.
Financially, mentally, physically. All of that.
Okay, I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah.
I'm done. Is that too much knowledge for you?
Yeah.
So we're going to close this book.
Yes.
We're going to rub the book. We're going to slide it on down.
Why would you rub it?
I don't know. Okay. I just needed to add that, I guess.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you got to learn the
process. I really thought it went in the butt.
Nope. Doesn't go in the butt.
I didn't know they had teeth. Isn't that like...
Yeah. Just make sure, again, you can ask mom when hers fell out.
You can, like, eat through it.
Huh?
Girls can, like, eat through it. Like, you put the food because they have teeth and just chomp down.
Yep. That's why you don't do it early.
Okay. Close the book again.
We're kind of helping, in a way. We're preventing it from happening early. So it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember, after this, you can go up to mom and be like, hey, when did your teeth fall out?
She might think it's the other teeth.
That's what's... The teeth fall out with their initial period. A girl's gonna have her period in like sixth grade, and he's gonna be like, oh my god, it already fell out.
Finally.
Finally. Yeah.
She's the one.
She's the one. She's getting it.
Finally.
I got a girlfriend. Do you have a girlfriend?
No. Not yet. Like no. I said, I'm not allowed to have a girlfriend
yet. You are allowed to have a girlfriend.
I am?
Who said you're not allowed to have a girlfriend?
Mom.
Mom did not say that.
She said it.
No, she didn't.
I said if I could have a girlfriend in sixth grade, well, starting in middle school, and she said no. I had to wait like seven. Well, she said maybe.
But no, it hasn't Mom, even started. You're not supposed to ask. You're supposed to just come home and be like, Mom, I have a girlfriend. It's just the whole thing is that you're not really going to be able to do anything with that girlfriend, like go to the movies or anything until around seventh grade. So it's pointless to have a girlfriend, but you can have one.
Oh,
you can make it interesting. And like you get excited when you go to school and stuff. That's the fun part about having a girlfriend. Then you get excited to go to school and see her and it makes you have butterflies in your stomach.
Yeah. Well, I like school anyway.
Well, then you'll like it a lot more.
Just go right up to her and say, will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah. You won't.
Yeah. How much?
$20.
All right.
Who?
I don't, name person.
That person. You know who I'm talking about. Do her.
Whoa.
Whoa.
She got too much cheese.
Probably.
No. Well, that's embarrassing.
Hmm.
You know what? I will.
You will?
I will.
Okay. Do you think she's going to say no?
Yeah. She's too young.
She's your age.
I know. I think I'm too young.
Okay, but do you think that she actually likes you?
Oh, it's possible, but yeah.
I mean, you talked her up like so much, and now like I feel like she... Maybe you're friend-zoned hard. Do you know about that?
I'm not friend-zoned.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't get friend-zoned.
Maybe she thinks that...
Unless it's a guy.
Okay.
Who friend-zoned me? Because he's my friend. I'm not gay.
Okay. We didn't ask. You're fine. You got something to say?
I'm kidding.
You feel awkward, don't you?
Yeah, because I don't want to talk about being gay.
Okay, well, I didn't say anything.
I'm not gay.
Okay.
Hey.
You start crying. I'm not. Okay, I am. Just to let you know, because everybody told me this when I was younger, we will still love you if you are. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm not gay.
Okay, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not gay.
Okay.
Okay. You're looking at me like I'm gay.
No. I'm not looking at you in any way. I'm just looking at you and you're getting awkward.
Okay. Why is my shirt so up?
All right, saucers.
Saucers.
It has been a grand old time. I'm glad that we could pick up after 2 months of not doing it. So
yep.
Y'all will see another episode in 2 months.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
You down for that?
I'm down for that.
Okay. No, we'll probably...
Oh, wait. No, no. Not 2 months.
Why not?
Maybe, like, next week.
Maybe. If I'm not busy.
You better not be busy.
I'm a busy man. I got a woman now. Exactly. Anyways, we'll leave a link in the description for your Instagram. Mm-hmm. Actually, it won't be a link. We'll just leave your Instagram.
FunkyCoop24.
Boom. We'll leave my Instagram. Tammy doesn't have an Instagram.
That's sad.
That is sad. Should we, like, add our Snapchats?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want your Snapchat in there, Tammy? Yeah, she does. I'll add it for you. We'll have our Snapchats in there. What else? Are we going to have anything else in the description?
No, we don't need too much.
No, we don't.
Because that's for, like, people that don't have fans.
Okay. But we will leave a link in the description for the voicemail thing. The voice messaging where they can leave them.
We need you guys.
Like, why not?
Yeah. Literally. Like, we're giving you free merch.
Well, one person. Whoever does it.
Well, one person.
Yeah.
The first person.
Yes. And then, literally, we'll just get their address and then send them the merch. So that's kind of sketchy, like a random person sending me their address. I can see how that's sketchy now and why they might not want to do it. Well, anyways, they should still send us a voice message.
We promise we're not going to be like robbery or, you know.
I don't know. Robbery. After the way you talk, I'd be scared too.
I'm a naughty boy.
Okay. Well, that's all we have today, folks, and we will catch you in 2 months.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen. Adios.